Keith Scrum on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
It's a live line this morning on Gift Grub. It sounds like it's a bit dramatic or a bit kind of a bit sad or something. I'm not sure what's going on, really.
You just sit there, Joe.
I know.
Stare into space. When you had it, the buzz was something else, Joe.
Highly addictive.
Every night you were looking for more.
Sure, everybody was hooked on it.
But then they took it away.
I know.
I don't know if we can wait 4 years for another Olympics, Joe.
But 4 years is what we...
I'd settle for anything, Joe.
Would you? Hello.
A little repichage.
Oh, the repichage.
Or a bit of rhythmic gymnastics even.
I know, the twirly bits. I know. Malcolm, you are offering support for people suffering with this condition after the Olympics.
Yes, OWS, Joe.
OWS?
Yeah, OWS, OWS, Olympic Withdrawal Symptoms. We have a centre that people can freely attend at their own will.
Go on.
To kind of wean themselves off the Olympics.
How would they wean themselves?
Well, people can come up to the centre. When they enter the room, we have a bell that they can ring, very much like the Olympic bell. We have a podium that families can stand on. We provide the tracksuits naturally.
That's nice.
We have a torch which you can pass to each other and light and flags. Where you can walk freely around the room.
Yes.
We even have a starter gun, Joe, to relive.
Sorry, a gun.
Well, it's shooting blanks, Joe, obviously.
Right.
I mean, these are ill people dealing with. So
they're very ill. And it's clear that a lot of people became addicted to the Olympics and people are having great difficulty shaking it off and getting over the Olympics. Tracy, go ahead.
How are you, Joe?
Your Olympics nightmare.
My husband got badly hooked on the gymnastics, Joe.
The gymnastics?
He won't let it go, Joe.
Go on, how's...
He's up on me ironing board every night, using it as a pommel horse, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's he...
Doing triple somersaults out on the clothesline. Bleeding nightmare.
That's terrible. Incredible. Jeffrey, go ahead.
Joe, my wife and I were out walking the beach the other night. Anyway,
as you do.
Suddenly, for no reason at all, she turns around, puts her hands in the air, and starts clapping.
Clapping?
I was like, what the dickens is going on here, you know? Yeah.
I know.
So, next thing I know, she's running down the beach.
Running.
Launches herself with this enormous leap into the sand.
Okay, a long jump. Are you worried about her?
Well, I was at first, Joe, but Audrey, she jumped 9.5 metres, which turns out it's a Kalini record, Joe.
That's fantastic. A Kalini record, 9.5 metres long jump. Noel and Rahini.
Yeah, Joe, it's not all bad news, as your last fella said.
Jeffrey.
I managed to navigate the Olympic withdrawal symptoms there.
Yeah, how, Noel?
Yeah, so the family and myself, right, there's four of us, right, so we're basically made up as a perfect sprint relay team at home already.
Very good.
Now, we're using a tube of Pringles as the baton there.
Go on, the red ones.
No, you wouldn't be passing that muck on to anybody.
No.
Green ones all the way, Joe. Sour cream and chive, yeah.
Well, fair play to you anyway, Noel. Fair play.
Well, it's not all a garden of roses, Joe. The wife was big into the boxing there. Kelly Harrington, Dana Morehouse, Jack Marley, you know.
Well, that's great. It was great to see that.
Well, it was great, Joe, till I came in to make a toasted sandwich earlier there tonight.
Yeah.
She caught me with a right uppercut to the jaw.
You're not serious.
Had to take a stand and count and all.
That's terrible. Great. What's that noise going on there, Noel?
That's herself, Joe. She's out the back singing Grace.
Come on.
Lost the blame plot show she has.
Come on.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.